Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about where does job success come from? I mean, really, where does it come from? Most people believe that if you know how to do your job well, you put in your hours, sometimes even more than your hours, you really care about what you're doing, and all will be well in the world of work. Well, that sounds like it ought to be true, and maybe in some cases it is. But there's some research that shows other things that are very, very important to job success. Because these days, as we all know very well, based on the news and the experiences of our friends and family, that even when they do everything that they're supposed to do in their job, many people find that they are fired or laid off. So what is the difference that makes the difference to be successful in your job and to be able to hold on to it? Well, the first thing is stress. If one is feeling stressed out, this is a negative state of being. It raises the cortisol, our adrenal glands, pumping out more and more, perhaps making us feel anxious and upset in our job situation. It's a very uncomfortable feeling, one that I've had too many times to count, and yet many people are way more stressed than I ever was in any of my jobs, just given the fact that so many employees hear from the managers that there may be layoffs. In some cases, too many cases these days, that's what's happening all over the country. However, if you take this idea of what we feel as stress and turn that into a challenge to be overcome, more often than not, people are successful in their jobs because they're looking for solutions to the problems instead of being stuck in the problem, which is creating the stress. The next thing that's very important is optimism. With an optimistic attitude, challenges can be overcome so much easier. If one has a defeatist attitude, they're going to feel as if they have no say. They're going to feel totally disempowered, and they're going to feel, perhaps, depressed, none of which is going to help job performance. So being optimistic in terms of finding your solutions to the challenges that need to be overcome, you will find job success. However, there's one aspect that's really, really, really important here to make those two more viable options in challenging situations, and that is social support. If a person is feeling like their coworkers and they are on the same page, and especially the managers are supportive of you, as I spoke about in my previous podcast, number 99, being aligned with your values, to be happy, where one of my clients found that not only were her managers very helpful and supportive of her in overcoming her distraction, but really wanted to know where she wanted to be 2 years from now, and offering her to go back to school if she wanted to, demonstrating that they were quite aligned with her potential in her job, which of course made her very happy because she was worried about losing her job because of her distractions. So that social support is very, very, very important, especially where your managers come in. Because, honestly, 90% of happiness comes from inside yourself and how you're feeling about your life, and in this case, your work situation. So if there's some reason that you're not feeling happy about your job, that you're not feeling successful in your job, have you asked yourself these few questions? Number one, are you optimistic about your job? And also, optimistic about what it is that the business is doing in this world? Because as an employee of that business, it's important that you feel optimistic about the work you're doing there. Do you feel stressed out at your job? Are you able to see the issues that arise, not as stressful so much as challenges to be overcome? Because challenges can be overcome more often than not. And do you feel socially supported both by your coworkers and most especially by your managers and employers? Because if there's a problem in that area, and again, do ask to see what you can do to do better in your job, because that at least allows your managers and employers to know that you care about your job, because that could be a misunderstanding on your part. Figure out what it is that needs to be handled. If you're not feeling optimistic and positive about what your company is there doing on this planet, maybe it's time for you to search for a job that's more aligned with your internal values. If you don't feel you have any social support there and that your managers don't really care, well, again, have a chat with them and find out. Their actions will tell you more than anything else, because certainly our brains come up with all sorts of fantasies, and a lot of them are not very helpful. A lot of them are self-depreciating and can be destructive. So before you go there, do talk to your bosses. And once you get that all aligned, you'll figure out if this is the job for you or if it's time for you to move to something else. And it could be something as simple as doing a lateral move, as one of my other clients did a few years ago when she was very unhappy with her boss. He's a short guy, very bossy, very controlling, and really didn't treat his professional people as professional people. She made a lateral move to a different work environment with a different boss. Once she had moved to a different building, she was actually asked to work with a gentleman who she had worked with many, many moons ago, who really enjoyed working with her, and now she is having a great time in her work. Because the difference between having a boss that wants you there and a boss that makes it really clear that he doesn't want to make you there for whatever his reasons are, well, that's a huge difference right there. A lot of this does have to do with your own personal attitude about the situation that you're in, because the reality of the situation is that sometimes we conjure up all sorts of reasons or rationalizations that we need to move on and out of our jobs. And sometimes that's true, but a lot of times it's not true. It may be just a simple conversation that needs to be had. I suggest you do that before you leave your job. In some cases, when you have managers who are micromanaging, as my ex-client was having, or worse, you have a boss who really doesn't have a clue as to what it is that needs to be done because they've never done the job that you're doing and are asking for impossibilities to happen, as happened with another person I know, it's probably time to move on. Just make sure that you find yourself in a situation where you feel supported, optimistic, and where there is little to no stress simply because those stressors are felt as if they're challenges to be overcome versus stresses to make you insane. Also helpful, before you take a job, make sure the employees that are there have been there for a good long period of time so that you know that they're happy and fulfilled in the job. Because if they are, you most likely will be as well. If you had found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.